podcast, everyone.
Table talk.
Table talk.
You guys still can't get the name right.
I don't want to do this.
Show her again.
No.
It's June 2nd.
I'm very stressed about that.
2019. Did we ever decide what number this is?
I think we're on 29.
And I think we're on 41.
That is quite a discrepancy. Yeah.
We did 14 episodes as the family podcast, and we have done 15 episodes as Table Talk.
How many have we done, McLaren?
Well, if you look on iTunes, it says 40 episodes.
I literally just counted one by one.
Well, I don't know what iTunes has got going on, but they have us.
It says 31 for me.
On iTunes?
Maybe it's my iTunes that's messed up, because it says 40 for me.
This is episode.
See,
this
maybe
would be episode 30, actually, because we have 29 episodes. Posted.
All right, episode 30.
I like that number.
Table Talk with Rookie's Family. You found it, and we hope you enjoy it. Yes, we have some early episodes from way back when. You're more than welcome to go back and listen to that. But we've come a long way, haven't we?
Yes, we really have. I mean, we started off with a computer at the dining room table. So the quality is not the best, but moving along, we have been lucky enough to now be in studio in a real fancy podcast. But you also don't have to listen to our episodes in order. If you're just tuning in, you can start with the first episode. I mean, they're not continuous. It's all new content.
Right.
You probably don't want to start with the first episode.
Don't do that.
Just skip those.
If you're all caught up, you're free to go back and go, wow, they have. Well, have we come a long way? I don't know.
The only thing I would say about the first episodes is you can learn some things about each of us that we, you know, haven't shared recently.
That's true.
Very true. Because that was, we started that in 2017, and then into 2018, we took about a year off, and then we started back in February, so we're good to go. We're back in action.
Yeah, there's a lot of introductions. You just have to kind of get through the rougher sound quality.
Yeah, we get it.
And so again, it's the beginning of June, and what's been going on this week, folks? Let's tell people what's been going on in our lives.
We had a dental emergency.
way
too dramatic.
The funny thing is, it really was not an emergency.
I know.
Well, it was a timely matter.
Yeah.
Yes.
By my own doing. It was, it was more negligence that led it to being an emergency. So I had to get a few teeth pulled this week.
Yep.
It was actually, I don't know, two months ago plus. Actually, we were eating breakfast after a podcast, and I cracked one of my teeth on a piece of steak.
That. Ew.
Somehow. And it was my back wisdom tooth that cracked. And I lost about half the tooth.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know that.
It was quite the crack. But I kind of just put it off, and it was a wisdom tooth. It didn't really hurt or anything. It was kind of just there. But now it had more recently become a little bit more painful, and I'll be heading to Europe in Boston quite soon. And I didn't think it would be a smart idea to let that go any further. So we gave the dentist a call.
Yep. Props to Shamblot.
Shamblot
Family Dentistry.
Shammy.
They got him in right away.
A question that I didn't ask earlier. Mm-hmm. Did they show you your teeth after you took them out?
No.
Dang
show
it.
Me your teeth.
I would want to see that.
No. I won't go into too much detail, but one of them was not easy to get out, and they had to, cut into pieces.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Probably not that.
Delicious.
That was the broken one.
But they did have to take out two teeth because why, Matthew?
So they take out one of the wisdom teeth, and then they took out the wisdom tooth above that as well because teeth hold each other in with their pressure. And so if you took out the bottom one, the top one would get all messed up and just lead to problems in the future.
That scares me because my teeth don't exactly.
I don't think it matters. You just need something putting pressure on it.
Look, and the wisdom teeth don't touch.
Have nothing else in the back. Like
I've got invisible braces.
I've got the horses in the back.
I've got the real braces.
So
I've got a lot of anxiety and sweat because all of this.
What is this, day three now of day? Yeah, I got them out 2 days ago. So yesterday and today.
How do you feel?
Having no teeth back there. I'll be honest, a little graphic.
Yep.
The stitches are really annoying me.
Because
I can feel. Yeah. They said 10 to 14 days, and then they'll just dissolve and be gone.
Yes.
The top ones feel like they're falling out, and they're just kind of hanging there, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Are you swishing with salt water?
No.
What?
Today you're going to start.
Taking meds and stuff, though.
I know. Switch. Don't. Switch with salt water.
It's as gross much as you can. And it's a lot to do.
It is. I had all four taken out, and what did I do the next day? We went to Florida, didn't we?
We got on a plane and went to Florida.
That was real smart with all that pressure.
Yeah. When I had my 12 teeth taken out. I'm kidding. I knew
I've never gotten a tooth pulled before.
I've had one.
I'm really perfect with my mouth.
I had like two, three.
Who has serious dental anxiety and why?
Me.
I do.
Why do you, Mom?
I can't even talk about it. It makes me want to cry.
You're next. I know, but you're next. Your mouth needs a little bit of work here. And you're going to see the Shamblock family.
The Shamblock.
Next year.
Yeah, they'll have to knock. If I could go there and just be knocked out, I don't want to know what's wrong with my mouth.
That was an option.
I don't want to know how much it costs. I don't want them to discuss anything with me. Just knock me out. Do what you have to do. And let me go home and never speak to me.
Sedation dentistry.
There was an option. They said, do you want the nitrous? Do you want the laughing gas? I said, no. Novocaine.
Well, that's not going to put you to sleep.
You don't know what's going on, though.
No, but yeah, they do. They do. There's the sedation dentistry. They completely, you're asleep.
Yeah. Yes, but on the flip 14? Side of that, yeah. I have never been put to sleep. So that also causes
like a dog
great
for crying out loud.
Anxiety.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't mind the dentist. I think it's nice to get your teeth cleaned. And the dentists are always super organized and sweet. And they have their little gloves. And they're like, okay, sweetheart. And I love that.
I don't mind.
I hate the dentist.
Me too.
But why? Okay, why? What experience have you had that is...
That goop in your mouth just makes you want to die.
Oh, gosh.
Braces.
I have the worst gag reflex known to man, and when they put that in my mouth, I'm going to throw up.
Yes, I agree with Gabe on that. I have a horrible gag
reflex. And there's technology that is way advanced for that, but the place we go does not use that, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
I don't mind the dentist, but I think I'm the only person in this room that has a reason to legitimately hate the dentist.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because I went to the dentist. I was in probably like kindergarten or first grade. And, you know, you lay back in the chair.
Can I just say something before you say your story? I had three kids, three dental appointments, all at the same time, and I brought them alone. And so it was Sophia's first time ever at the dentist. And anyway, long story short, it led to me in another room hearing what McLaren's about to tell.
So you lay down, you know, the automatic chair.
I understand.
So I'm finishing my appointment and she's bringing me up because the dentist is going to come in and tell me about my teeth. Well, as she's moving me up, I have my hands on the armrest. She didn't move the light or something. And so as I'm going up, my pinky finger gets smushed between the chair and her light thing she didn't move.
You don't like the dentist because your finger got squished?
Right. No, you didn't listen to what I said. I said, I don't mind the dentist. I like the dentist, but I should hate the dentist because that should be traumatizing.
No. I don't hate cars because I got my finger stuck in a car door once.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah. I don't hate chairs because I've stubbed my toe on a chair.
All right. Well, I guess all you guys are just way better than me.
Correct. What did the dental hygienist do?
They
when
took
she did
x-rays
that?
Of my pinky with the dental x-ray.
They did.
Wait, that's
literally
really funny.
She felt bad, but then Mom got us Burger King after. And I was
like, Reno Main Dog.
Yeah, they were trying to send us to a doctor that was connected to this god-awful dentist, and we never went back. The whole thing was a bad experience.
Yeah, right.
It was our first time there and our last time there. And it was bad for other reasons, too. But I was like, no, we've got our own pediatrician. We're not going next door. All I wanted to do was get out of there. And her pinky was fine.
Yeah it wasn't broken.
It wasn't too mangled.
I will say one other thing from this past week's experience. I've been on some medicine for it and whatnot. And one of the side effects of this medicine has been hiccups. I get the hiccups about every 5 minutes, and I have for the past 2 days. Constant. Wake me up all night. That wasn't me.
Jeez.
That was
all
good.
Night, waking up from hiccups the whole day, and it is the most just annoying. It doesn't, like, it's not like you're in pain, or it's not, it's just so damn annoying.
Hiccups are annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what.
It's, and so I don't know if I'll get them now. I've had them all morning, so I assume I'll get them at
you
some point during this
right
podcast.
Now.
I bet I will. Very soon, I'll probably hiccup.
If you think about it, you won't. If you're not thinking about it, you probably
No, and that's
will.
The thing. You know how when you have, like, you have the hiccups, and then you wait for that. When it's you're waiting for the next hiccup and then it doesn't come and it's weird. Mine just it continually comes. I've had hiccups for like hours straight these past 2 days. Horrible.
Do you have any concerns about going overseas with
no? I'll be fine.
Hiccup. Just no dry sockets. That's the only thing.
No, I'll be totally fine.
Okay.
Can you bring like meds on planes and whatnot?
Yeah. Yes. They have to let you do that.
This is the first time I've ever taken medicine.
Oh, well, across the
first time since you were little.
I just had the immune system.
You take Advil all the time.
You guys, he means like a prescription medicine.
I've never really had a prescription ever.
I had Maleska.
It was my first prescription of all time.
No.
Dramatic.
You have had surgery. You've had prescriptions in the past.
You didn't have eye surgery, right?
I think it's just because everyone else.
That was me.
Everyone else has like constant prescriptions.
Not in our family.
Okay, it's just because I recently had a lot of prescriptions for my skin, and I have like 700 medicines.
I've only had like one when I had molluscum in like second grade. I got the duck.
Why do you guys have
big.
Like diseases?
That
like
word shouldn't
confused.
Exist.
Molluscum. It's not diseases.
It sounds like you got like warped face.
No, it's like the mosquito bite things.
I will say a podcast talking about the dentist is pretty much the last podcast I would want to listen to.
That's true. We won't put that in the description. Don't put that in the description. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Yeah,
and
we're
you're,
doing well.
You're good
well,
to go.
We also have another graduate as of tomorrow night.
Yep.
Gabe will be graduating from eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Native gang.
At a school we have had children in for 20 years. So this is our 20th and final year of having kids in the school.
And the Mikulski family has been there for 40 plus years.
Very long time.
50.
Damn. 50 plus.
Yeah.
50 because I've been there.
It's pretty cool.
Getting me emotional. I'm going to be like a nervous, or I'm going to be like crying the entire time tomorrow. Okay.
I probably will be too.
Dad and I will have to stand up when they ask the parents to stand up who
Who's
have
over
the
50.
No, their final Everyone children graduating from the school, they have you stand up.
So sad.
I don't like that, I don't think. I don't think I'll handle that well.
And then mom and dad have another baby.
Oh. Yeah, no.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think those days are long gone. No. Well, congratulations. Gabe has been doing the last 2 weeks. Everything has been the last. I had my last art class. Mm-hmm. I've had my last library
it's the
class.
Last Tuesday.
Right. Library, school. We ended in fourth grade.
So you've already had the last
Gabe
one.
Gabe was very into announcing his last everything, where I'd never wanted to announce that. And Gabe's like, this was my last something. This was my last something. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
And on Thursday, he went to Valley Fair with his class.
Yep.
And we picked him up at 6 o'clock from school, his bus, as they returned, and went straight to his high school from there, where they had a new student social. Mm-hmm. They served him dinner,
catered
played
by
games
who?
And stuff.
Canes.
Yeah.
That's a good gig.
Didn't even know I was eating. And then they're like, you can go and get your chicken fingers. And I was like, okay.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Be prepared to always eat at that school, right, Matthew?
Oh, hell yeah.
And the thing
and
is,
then eat again and then have seconds and thirds and dessert.
They know what they're dealing with. They've got hungry boys there.
Yeah, and they do like really good catering and everything. And then our high school is like, here you go.
And all like the prizes.
Are you kidding?
They'll do a
compared
lot of.
Us.
No.
They'll do a lot of competitions and whatnot. And all the prizes are pretty much gift cards to food places.
Not complaining. Yeah, no. Like when they came to our school for visiting, and then they gave us all free Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Gabe, you described your last library experience in, what, fourth grade?
Fifth
grade. Will you describe one of your first library experiences that was pretty darn funny?
All right. So it was our first library class. And they had the set of the Boxcar Children, and there's a boxcar, and every kid was looking at it.
And a cardboard boxcar.
It wasn't a book.
The display.
And after like the introduction to library or whatever you call it, everybody ran over there, and I got it first. And everybody was trying to like take it, and I got it. And I went out to go and check it out, and
that's
I mean,
leadership.
That's the librarian lady, who was like just furious at me. And I was just like, here's the kindergarten, and I'm just, what?
And one of the teachers happened to be a friend of mine, and she's the one that relayed this story to me, because Gabe, of course, wasn't going to tell this. And she said, she looked at the librarian and said, He is not kidding. He genuinely believes he can check this out. And she, the librarian thought that this little kindergartner was trying to be a smart aleck.
And I can just see Gabe bringing that up so happy. Like, that kid's won the lottery.
He scored.
And he's getting yelled at.
Yep.
I love that. That's one of my favorite stories of he just hauls the whole. That was leadership, Gabe. Car. Taking charge and grabbing the entire display before everybody.
Hey, I won. Sure. So.
And the other thing is, if you haven't read, in particular, the first Boxcar Children with your kids, you really should because it's such a classic book. And yeah, it may be older, but it really sparks imagination in kids. And
I really
it
like
just,
the series.
Yeah, it's really fun.
You know, it's one, though, that I read the second one and I was like, there's just nothing like that first one, I wouldn't read anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they've never made that into a movie because that's a movie that I would really want to see.
You're right.
They honestly may have.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
a big screen. Because yes. Kids grew up reading that book. I would love to see that in a movie.
Oh, they've done animated.
Oh, it's animated.
I don't want animated.
They wrecked it if they do animated.
I want full feature.
Yes.
In my mind, with Swiss the boxcar children, I had the boxcar as a caboose.
Yeah.
I did not have it as just a regular box.
It's called the boxcar children.
I know, but in my mind as a child, I wanted it to be the caboose, which was cooler. And then when I realized that it was just a stupid boxcar that had nothing in it, that was a big letdown for me.
That's not interesting. Stupid.
I don't mean stupid. I mean, I was disappointed in my mind because as I'm reading, I wanted it to be a cool caboose as the boxcar.
I thought the boxcar is pretty cool.
That's interesting because I never once in my mind thought about that. I just thought it was the plain old random boxcar.
Isn't it a plain old random boxcar?
It's a red boxcar.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Dad was saying he pictured and read the story of them in the caboose.
Oh. I don't know what a caboose is.
What's not called
wonderful.
The caboose children?
Time out. Stop.
Little
time.
Red caboose.
Dad. Caboose
Little
is at the end caboose. Of the all the trains.
Oh.
Where all the engineers sit and sleep and take their breaks and all that kind of stuff. And it's always cozy.
The caboose, man, how do they get there?
They drive the train from there.
What are you talking about?
The caboose is just a fun thing in
the back.
The
caboose is on the end of the back.
It's an engine.
Yeah,
no,
so how do they get to the back if the train is moving?
The caboose is not an engine.
They walk?
They don't go.
No, they can't walk through all the full boxcars.
They don't go all the trains old
The caboose was something that the rich people sat in.
No.
Yes,
no,
it
no.
was.
There was always
No, there's a look up. Look at
That's not an engine, that's a caboose. And that's at the end of all trains. In the olden days, that's where those guys slept.
They don't exist anymore.
Right, they don't. They don't, but they used to. And that's where all the engineers and the railroad workers would eat their lunch. They get a little potbelly stove in there, and that's where they slept.
Or, why would they go to the very back if they're supposed to be in
the
very
front? How are they supposed to get there?
Guys,
it was during
the caboose
their break.
Was always at the end of
the man. What are you talking about?
If the train is moving, how do they get from the front of the train to the back of the train?
They don't.
The train will eventually stop.
Yeah.
And they may have to hoof it up past the 100 cars to get to the engine.
So they'd have to stop the train to go from the front to the end.
It's not like they're running back and forth.
I don't think that's true.
They wouldn't go there. They wouldn't stop the train to do that.
To stop
and game.
The train?
It would be like this. The first leg of the train, we are going to Monticello. Once we get to Monticello, the guy that's the engineer is done. And he goes back to the caboose.
Right.
All because the boxcar children.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, how do we get so sidetracked?
Damn.
I know.
All right, what's next?
Let me throw something in there quick. Yep. Did you guys see? Yeah. Hey, did you guys see this?
Oh, opening line.
Did you see the heavyweight boxing championship last night?
No.
You guys see this?
Nope. No. Oh, yes.
It was a... Andy Ruiz Jr. versus Anthony Joshua.
Okay.
Pull up, Sophia, I got to pull up some pictures of these guys right now. So this is the heavyweight championship of the world for boxing. Anthony Joshua, absolute beast. He's had belts in three different, whatever, weight classes. And this random guy comes in last night and kicks the crap out of him.
You're kidding.
Anthony Joshua is one of the most like jacked men you will ever see.
Versus a chunky
and
dude.
And this chunky fat guy who looks like he couldn't run 10 feet.
Around the block.
Kicked the crap out of him, and it was awesome.
Oh.
Wow. Thank you. Well, look at this. You think that guy can beat anybody up?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're fighting against the best boxer in the world, this guy's going to come in and actually put up a fight? No way. You'd be tired in 3 seconds.
Look at the tats on that guy. He's got some street cred.
That's awesome.
I tell my tattoo artist to be very careful around the nipple area that for my tattoos there. I'd say
this could be staged.
So check out Andy Ruiz Jr.
Okay, exactly. Ruiz, a native of Southern California, became the first boxer of Mexican descent to win a heavyweight title as he captured Joshua's IBF, WBA, and WBO titles. Wow. So that's across the board. With excessive force and heart, the upset was arguably the biggest within the division since Haseem Rahman stopped Lennox Lewis in 2001 and brought back memories of James Buster Douglas' 1990 win over Mike Tyson. James Buster Douglas, who spent about 10 minutes in Duluth, and we claimed him as Minnesota's own James Buster Douglas. He said, I just want to thank God for giving me this victory. Without him, this would have been possible. This is what I've been dreaming about. This is what I've been working hard for. And I can't believe I just made my dreams come true. So he's been working hard, and he still looks like that. He doesn't have a pot belly, but he's got some extra weight.
You guys act like that's not all muscle.
It's not.
Gabe,
tell that guy he's fat to his face.
Looks like beer to me.
When you have a little flavalanche over your belly there, that's...
Some people just can't ever lose that, though.
I think this guy probably could.
Speaking in fashion terms, it does look like he's wearing Gucci socks.
He might be.
Well, so what did he do? Did he connect with one punch dazed?
No, he would put these like crazy combinations together where he would land one, but then he would just consecutively land like 10 more crazy fast. His hands were nuts. Like, he couldn't move. He's not, heavyweight boxing, they're not really like light on their feet.
Right, yeah. Right.
They're just power punches. But the way how fast he could move his hands was incredible.
That's cool.
I have to confess that I did not know that Anthony Joshua is the reigning champion. Remember when you used to know it was Buster Douglas or Lennox Lewis or Muhammad Ali or whoever it was?
I don't watch a lot of boxing, but it's fun. Boxing's fun to watch sometimes.
I like to watch boxing.
Yeah.
I'm not into boxing.
I like boxing because it's not...
It's sweaty.
It's not fake at all.
You're thinking of WWE, and that's putting it on everything. Yeah.
Fake. Boxing's cool, though, because it's not every night. Like, you get these big fights once every few months, maybe, that are cool to watch.
Yeah, there's a little buildup.
You don't get burned out on them.
Do we have a payoff? I should look to see if there was a payoff for him.
That I don't know. Okay.
Well, he's the new heavyweight champ. Congratulations.
I assume he got paid fairly well. That was a super random thing, but it was a $7 million purse. So
I wish I would have seen it. Was it a package you had to purchase, or was it just available to everyone?
I don't know, honestly.
I'd highly doubt. I think you probably had to.
Well, where were you that you saw this?
Oh, I just saw the replay.
Oh!
He was at the match.
Gotcha.
The boxing match.
Well, you never know.
No, I didn't. That's very true. Yeah. I suppose they probably had it on. No, I was watching the Bruins-Blues game, so.
And just the update there is 7-2.
7-2. Bruins have a 2-1 lead in the series.
All right.
All right.
Next up on the docket.
I have something, and I'm sure plenty of people have seen this because it's kind of been all over any form of social media and the internet. But the America's Got Talent contestant, Cody Lee, who is severely autistic and blind, and he went on America's Got Talent. His mom brought him out there, and he is limited in his speech. He just like a couple short words here and there while he's being introduced. And then the judges talked to his mom, and his mom said that he has found music as a way to cope with his world because autistic people, depending on what your level is of autism, you
overstimulated.
That's the word I'm looking for. And she gets him set up on the piano and tells him there's going to be a bunch of cameras on you. And he starts to play and sings perfectly. It's pretty amazing to look at.
Yeah, it's a really incredible video. And the way he's got, Simon says it perfect at the end, Simon Cowell, how he has this perfect tone. He doesn't have this like ridiculous range of singing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he does.
I don't think he has a ridiculous range. He just has like a perfect tone.
Intonation.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of songs, and I made some bad rhymes.
Wow.
A little bit, but yeah. I feel like he does have a range.
Well,
that was pretty low there, and he also goes very high.
You also have to remember, this kid hasn't had voice lessons, so maybe if he's able to have voice lessons, I don't know if that's something that he could do.
No.
But his range could go even further, too.
I would be surprised if he could be trained further. He's just imitating.
Right, so when he hears a song that he likes, right. he pairs it up, and I'm not sure, you know, if you have autism, there's so many different levels. I'm not sure if you are a high functioning or, you know, lower functioning to learn. Because some autistic kids don't even want to be touched, yeah. or they want their routine. But if they're let loose to do whatever, that's how they shine through.
Because their senses are heightened. Mm-hmm. But it really all depends case by case on what your diagnosis is.
Right.
I mean, someone could be low functioning, but still be able to learn things or
to be autistic and then couple that with blindness must be very frustrating.
It could actually be a good thing because with autism you do get so overstimulated. Blindness might take some of that out of there where it's
I understand. Sure.
He would probably overcompensate with like his hearing or smell or whatever, but you might like be able to calm himself down more because you don't have a million things going on in front of you as well.
Right, and then distracted by your sight, which, anyway.
Well, he did seem so genuinely happy and excited, and...
No, I don't normally watch really that cool. show. What happens if you get the... there a bunch of confetti and somebody hits a button?
He got the golden buzzer from Gabrielle Union, and that means he goes straight through to the finals.
Okay.
So I think typically they have to compete, and if you win, then you compete again the next week, right?
It's like American Idol, but it's just all talent. It's not limited to singing.
And I think it's each judge gets one golden buzzer a season.
Okay.
So she used hers.
That's it.
Okay.
So the judges, there is Howie Mandel, Simon Cowell, Gabrielle Union. Who's the blonde judge?
Julianne Hough. Seacrest's ex.
From the dancing show?
Yes. Her brother, Derek.
Yeah. Gabrielle Union is Dwayne Wade's wife.
Yeah.
Are these shows, I mean, there's a British one, because that's where they found...
Every country has one now.
The Paul Potts, and what was her name, singing Les Mis? Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle. Janet Boyle is not. That was a former neighbor. She's not on America's
Susan Boyle.
Yes. So, sorry, Janet. You're talented in other ways, but you're not singing on America's Got Talent. These shows pop up everywhere. However, I mean, because we did discuss this earlier this week on Garage Logic. Simon Cowell knows that this guy can sing. Mm-hmm. The producers are not going to keep that, because I'm sure Simon's in on everything as an executive producer and founder of the show. It's still think it's great when they bring these people in that look like they're not going to be able to sing, and then they sing and carry a beautiful tune, and it's only positive. But I'm sure there's a little bit of Hollywood in there too. Which is okay.
My thing with these shows, I find it very difficult to compare because American Idol, everybody's singing.
Okay.
Best singer wins. Mm-hmm. America's Got Talent, there's singers, there's people juggling, there's people doing stunts.
Yeah, but it's how well you can do it.
It's like there's so many different acts that it's really difficult to actually compare. And I feel like typically it is either some insane magician or musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone else wins.
And that's what people like in America, right?
Yeah.
Reality shows are just the new... I mean, we still have our sitcoms, but... And, of course, we did watch Cheers the other night, the Harry the Con episode.
Oh, yeah.
That was
so funny.
That was very well written. McLaren will review that maybe next week.
Jeez, you probably don't want my review.
It's all right. Okay, what do we got next? So, congratulations to him. Cody Lee.
K-O-D-I.
Hopefully.
Go check that out.
He'll be able to make a living off that. His mom was up there, and she was very moved, as was just about every member of the staff and every member of the family podcast.
We watched it before. Yeah.
We did have to get the Kleenex box and take a few out.
Yeah.
I think we've all recovered now.
And the odd thing is, the first time I saw it, I didn't really cry. And then the second time I saw it, I'm crying.
No member of the Garage Logic staff cried during the performance.
I'm sure not.
We had to spray testosterone all over. Yes, yeah. Forrest Abbott, hell no.
Then it's, why is it so dusty in here?
Yes. Classic dad saying.
Is there a cat in here?
Yeah. All right, next up, guys.
We're going to introduce a new segment that we're going to try and do on our first...
New segment alert.
Sunday. First week of the month.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yes. Yes. And it's going to be called Out and About, and we're going to try and not really a review of a restaurant because we're not going to ever like bust a restaurant and say, this is the worst hamburger I've ever had.
This is not James Beard worthy.
Unless you really suck.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But anyway, our first one up is going to be Rustica Bakery. It's at 3220 West Lake Street in Minneapolis.
Is that their only location?
They have products in other places, but they are in the process of opening up a second bakery, and it will be located right near Southdale by the new Lifetime Fitness.
Street level or in the mall?
Not in the mall.
Okay.
Been there, done that, he said. Yeah. The owner, Greg, said yesterday, been there, done that. They're not going to do a mall again.
Okay.
They really like the experience of creating an experience for the customer. Sure. And they want the people to come in and sit down and, you know, have a couple cups of coffee and bring your computer and talk with your people next to you.
Grab and go.
Yeah. And they decided that that's just not what their business model is.
Sure.
And they are, I'll give you a little bit background. Greg, the owner, has started in 2004, but I wasn't aware of this. They've got the baguette, top 10 baguettes in America. They won some really good James Beard Foundation 2014 Outstanding Pastry Chef, 2015 Outstanding Baker, Food and Wine Magazine, America's Best Bread Bakeries, and America's Best Chocolate Chip Cookies, which...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are my personal favorite, the chocolate chip cookies that
what
they
do
have.
You call... What did you just call a baguette? A
baguette.
Baguette.
What on earth are you doing?
Baguette.
No.
B-O-G?
You guys sound like you're trying to be, I'm not from Minnesota, I'm fancy.
I think
like
you guys will find out this week that if you say, où est le baguette, they'll tell you where the baguette is.
I'm not ever going to say that.
You're going to sound silly in France. Yeah.
You guys, I forgot
you're going there.
I'm going to Europe, and they're going to look at me and be like, that girl's a tourist. I can't hide that I'm not a tourist.
Like they... don't like tourists.
I hope you find love there.
Tourists is almost their entire economy.
What a city to fall in love in. Paris?
No.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want her living in Europe.
Riding on a Vespa with a guy and then going under the Eiffel Tower, bottle of champagne.
Let me tell you, Eiffel Tower. Sophia, you clearly haven't been to Europe because I like visiting, but I have no way in heck am I going to live there.
No.
It's not like here at all.
They don't have bathrooms or water.
How did we get so distracted?
You have to pay for water.
All right. Because we started talking about baguettes. We'll talk about Europe at another time here. But I will tell you that I have had my favorite thing to eat there is a seasonal item, and it's not currently on the menu, and I don't know when it's coming back, but it's called the Croque Madame. It's a breakfast sandwich with an egg, a poached egg, delicious piece of bread. I don't know what kind of bread that is, but the bread is fabulous. It's soft.
A brioche, I believe.
Is that it? Okay. And then they've got ham that's not just deli cut ham. It is the real deal. That paired with a green salad. And how did they describe it?
A bechamel sauce on the sandwich. And then
it's like a vinaigrette.
Side salad with a raspberry vinaigrette.
They call that a sandwich?
Like a breakfast sandwich.
I would call that like more like a version of Eggs Benedict.
It's
almost
like an open-faced sandwich.
But don't go there and ask for it. It is not on the menu right now.
Well,
it just has been one of our favorite things. But I've also had the breakfast sandwich there, which is currently on the menu, and it's delicious. And the cookies are
the best things.
Yeah,
there is one sad thing that if Rustica ever hears this, if you could fulfill this request, Bring back like the birthday cake cookies that they took off the menu,
and I don't. Or birthday cake or whatever.
I don't know why, because they were my favorite things ever, took them off.
Make some.
Because I can't make them like Rustica. No one can.
Yeah. Talking about Rustica makes my stomach growl right now. I'm so hungry for it.
Well, had you been down early, I'd see. How many breakfast sandwiches did I make this morning?
Made me one.
Three? I would have liked to go to Rustica yesterday.
I was
too.
The first one here.
Yeah, but you zipped upstairs and were gone in a flash. I had my first latte ever at Rustica.
That was your first latte ever? What?
I always just have coffee. And he said, how about a latte? And I said, I'll try a latte. And a latte is what? Coffee with
milk?
Whipped milk.
And then milk.
We got in the car and Dad goes, so what's a latte?
Have you ever seen the movie Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell?
Yes.
He coaches the kids' soccer team.
Yes.
And he tries coffee for the first time. And then he goes nuts on the coffee. And he buys these big expensive machines, and that's you with a latte.
Yeah, it's like a it's coffee with like frothed milk. Right?
Well, it had the fancy thing. Yeah,
heart
whatever they
design on the top.
It's
really
a huge trend right now to do like the fancy
Instagram it.
Yeah, well, was there flavoring in it, or was it just a regular latte?
I think it was just a regular latte, which was fine with me. It was delicious. It was a different taste of coffee. I also learned of their, I hadn't had their coconut. It was a chewy coconut cookie
that
tastes like a Heath bar, a Heath bar cookie. And it was so soft and so gooey. I don't know how people make cookies like that.
But
I
it
could
was
never.
Soft in the center, but it had a little crispness on the outside.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So good.
I'm surprised you liked that cookie as much as you do, because you like harder cookies and I like soft, a little underdone, mushy.
See, I thought it was the perfect combination of both.
McLaren.
One at a time and then everybody's quiet.
I agree with McLaren.
Yeah.
I like a soft center.
Soft and mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little doughy.
A little underdone.
Like a nice hard cookie.
No. Just eat the cookie dough.
And I am sorry to say that I haven't tried their baguettes. I didn't know that.
Baguette.
Regardless of what we're calling it, next time I'm going to grab one because nothing pairs better. Butter, cheese, bread.
Also, their atmosphere inside is really cool, too.
Well, that's kind of what they were going for. They didn't just want a place where people would gather and kind of sit down and chit-chat a little bit, not just grab their coffee and go.
Go ahead, Matt. I was going to say, it is that coffee shop vibe, but with like crazy good food too. Yeah.
Right. And what Greg, the owner, was saying yesterday is, if you ever think that it's pretentious in here, let me know. He said, because that is exactly what I do not want, is a pretentious place.
What, is he going to kick like sophisticated people out?
No, but he just wants that homey. You know, they do have the gathering table. Not every table's a gathering table, but you know, so you may or may not be sitting next to someone you know.
Yeah.
And they also have a nice outdoor space, so you could go to this place and, you know, get your whatever you want to get, and then you could go walk around the lake for a really nice morning.
I think that's so funny, because it's kind of a pretentious area. Like, he's in kind of a hip area where people have some money, and they kind of like that. They do a really nice job. It's really nice inside, but I just think it's funny that he...
Well, you're a stone's throw from Lake Calhoun, you know, and it's that area does, it's kind of hoity-toity, right. But it's not, I felt from the first time, we've been there, I don't know, five or six times at least, because it's not close to us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's way out of
the hike.
And I would get up in the morning and say, Sunday morning, croque madame, well, I have to have it today. And anyway, you'll find something you like. So if you run by there, tell them the rookies family sent you in. And make sure they write it down. Yeah, table talk.
And they'll keep saying, who the hell is this table talk that people keep talking?
Oh, I wish we had that kind of following. Well, continued success to Greg and Trisha, the family-run mom-and-pop shop. And they're really good people, and they're good family people. So we wish them continued success at Rustica Bakery in... it's not in Minneapolis. What is it?
It is in Minneapolis.
West
Lake Street, Minneapolis.
It's on the board. Okay.
Yeah,
right near the lake.
Good place.
Plus, it's a nice drive. It's always nice to drive down Lake Street when we're done, just to see There's always something going on Lake Street. Plus, there might be a new restaurant you might see or you might want to try out. And
speak for yourself. The lights on Lake Street are the worst things ever, and driving down that street gives me so much anxiety.
No, you just calm
There's
yourself.
There's like 700 lights, and I hit the red light every single time.
I don't like that street.
That's what happens when you go too fast.
Ooh. I can't drive yet.
Really? All right, so you guys are heading off to Europe this week.
Yes. Europa.
And any expectation, be careful in France, please. The Yellow Jackets, I'm not sure what extent they're, I think things have settled down a little bit, but be aware of your surroundings. Do you have any expectations of any other countries? What are you excited to see?
We booked a really cool wine tour in Italy.
Rome.
Yeah, and we're going to
a vineyard.
Winery. Oh,
it's like
God.
This private vineyard, like a small operation of just mm-hmm. like a family. And you go there, and it's like, what, 30 minutes bus ride?
Yeah.
And they meet you at the bus station and take you back to their, like, house and vineyard and give you a full tour. They feed you lunch. You get drink wine with them. You get, like, tours. They have these caves underneath their house that you go through.
Yeah, oh, wow. The vineyard's been in the family for, like, or since, like, 16th century. So it's been this family-owned thing. And you know where we found it is Airbnb has this experience portion now. And you just search wherever you're going. And people upload, like, there were a bunch of crafts on there. A bunch of, I keep calling them vineyard tours.
Yeah, winery. You can call them that.
And so it's super easy. You put your date in and you pay all there, and then they send you all these instructions. It was such an easy thing to book.
They speak English too.
Oh, yes, they do.
That's an added plus. Do you see reviews? Did you read the reviews, and that's how you...
Every single review, there were a million reviews, 5 stars, and they showed pictures, and we're really excited.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that reviews really help people get a feel for what something is about? So if you would like to review the Table Talk with Rookie's Family, where can they review us? Where can they leave a review?
Do it on iTunes, ideally. You could also do it on Facebook. iTunes is the best, though. Leave a review and rating.
Yeah, good, bad, or indifferent. There was some gentleman that gave us a review. He said, everybody talks at once together. Well, I'm not sure which ones he'd listen to, but they don't all have to be glowing. If you have a concern or a criticism, we're big people, and we let it roll off, but we take all our reviews seriously. So drop us a line and let us know.
Definitely.
All right, what about Italy? You going to see a papal audience, Il Papa, or don't you know yet?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we'll be around the Vatican and whatnot.
Yeah, we're in Rome. That's the longest. That's the place we're going to be the longest. So we have some things planned, but we also kept it open. So if we think of something or see something we want to do, we have time to do that.
I think seeing the Pope is something that you'd want to do.
Well it's not just something that you get to go and do.
Yeah, and I heard the Pope's there. I was talking to someone yesterday, and she said he's usually there Wednesdays he comes out. So I don't know if we're there on a Wednesday or not.
I don't remember.
Better be there on the Wednesday.
You should always confer with somebody who has touched one of the popes. My personal favorite, the Deuce, Jean Paul II, when she was hungover and in Italy.
They called him the Deuce?
JP? Oh, yeah. John Paul?
You were talking about Mom.
The second?
He was talking about me.
Why would he call you the Deuce?
No. Why would they call the Pope the Deuce?
He's the second.
The second John Paul II.
Deuce.
Carol Watowski.
Deuce is...
Carol Watoya. Yeah, so he was the second, so we called John Paul II the Deuce.
I don't think we should call him.
We will be there on Wednesday. That is also the day we're going on our winery tour.
Well, unfortunately, we chose wine over the seeing the Pope. I don't know. That's what this person said. He could be there other days. You have to look.
My favorite part is that in Europe, they have these like random water fountains on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like basically faucets coming out of the ground. And Haley and I will fill up our waters and drink those, but McLaren's scared of the water.
Spanish
it's
steps.
Sewer water.
Go fill up your water bottle at the Spanish steps and sit there and enjoy the area for a while, because it's so many people are congregated right there, and it's just really a cool atmosphere.
But they fill up their water from a random, nasty, rusty faucet on the side of the street.
It's not a faucet. No. This is a fountain.
No, I'm talking about the ones they go to. Oh.
They are neither nasty nor rusty.
Okay.
However, if they've been doing this for many, many decades, years,
centuries.
They have
some lead in their system.
You know what? They're not dropping dead over there.
They're getting stronger in their immune system.
Yeah. Not me.
Yes. All right. Well, good luck, guys. We expect a full report via possibly telephone on next week's table talk.
Yeah. We'll phone in for sure.
Any final thoughts from Gabe?
Nope.
Any final thoughts from Mamie?
No.
Maddie?
No, we're good.
Sophia?
Have a wonderful day.
Oh, what a nice thought. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mom?
Go to Rustica.
Yeah, go to Rustica.
Okay, very
Enjoy
good.
Enjoy the beautiful day.
Find us on Facebook at The Podcast Family, Instagram at The Podcast Family, Twitter at The Podcast Fam. Shoot us an email at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com. Make sure to rate us and review us on iTunes and tell everyone you know to listen.
As we are recording this, they're making preparations for Grand Old Day. Maybe should we stop by Grand Old Day and see what they're... Is there a Grand Old Day today?
Yes,
Grand
there
Old
is.
Day anyway.
I thought there wasn't.
Well, they canceled it, but I think they may have brought it back.
What?
Yep. So let's go get something to eat, huh?
All right.
Yes. Peace.
All right. Thanks, guys. Table Talk with Rookie's Family. Don't forget about our sister podcast, Garage Logic. And check us all out on Apple iTunes. Drop a review, and we'll get better, bigger. And if you want to be an advertiser, if you'd like to advertise on the Table Talk with the Rookie's Family, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks. Have a great day.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.